in Sen La, and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Father, for this awesome opportunity, my Father, to come on this radio through these radio waves, my Father, and reach, Lord, all those, Lord, who are under the sound of my voice, Father, that you would have a word for us, Lord, that would build us up, Lord, that would strengthen us, Father, and that would give us our inheritance, my Father, among those, Lord, who are called, Lord, according to your purpose, my Father. So, Lord, we count it an honor and a privilege that you would summon us to eat from the king's table. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To eat, not from the servant's table, but to eat from the king's table, my Father. Not to hear what you said, Lord, through the prophets, my Father, but to hear what you say yourself, my Father. The only way that can be done, Father, is through your Spirit. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that through this awesome opportunity that you have afforded us with, Lord, that we could humble ourselves under the ministry of your Holy Spirit, Lord, and just, Lord, sit at his feet and let him comfort us, let him lead us, let him guide us, let him reprove us, rebuke us, correct us, instruct us. Whatever it is, my Father, we just humble ourselves under your mighty hand. And we say yes to your will, and yes to your way. Let your kingdom come in our lives. And let your will be done in our lives. Here on earth. Here on earth, Father. Just like it is in heaven, my Father. And as in always, Father, we'll be careful to make sure that we give you all of the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, both now and forever, in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Hey, once again, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Yeah, I'm going to always say that when I come on there, because, boy, listen, I know who you are. Hallelujah. Like I told you last week broadcast, I'm going to always say that. You really are mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. You really are kings and queens. You really can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You really are the head and not the tail. You really are blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Listen, you really are, watch this here, not the sick trying to get healed. You already healed by the stripes of Jesus. Listen, you're not the lost trying to get saved. Well, listen, you're already saved. Hallelujah. Hey, you're not the cursed. You're already blessed. You was blessed before the foundation of the world. You was all there before the foundation of the world. You was all there in the heart and the mind and the lives and the intent and the idea and the purpose and the plan of God for our lives. You was in all of that. Listen, watch this here. Before the foundations of the world, glory to God. What the Bible say in Ephesians, boy, thanks be unto God who chose us. What? Who? God. Who did what? Chose us. And what he chose concerning us, boy, that he chose us in him. Whereat in him. Who he chose? He chose us. Where was the us? In him. When? before the foundations of the world. Glory to God. Listen, before there was a here or there, a when or where, before there was any stars and moons and galaxies and universe and everything else, boy, God already decided what he wanted before the foundation of the world. And boy, he chose us in him. And watch what he decided, what he wanted, man, before the foundation of the world. Listen to this, that we should be holy. What, Arthur? That we should be holy. I say it again. He chose this before the foundation of the world, boy, that we should be holy and without blame. Hallelujah. Covered in his love. Well, who did that, boy? That's what the king did. When? Before the foundation of the world. Where? In him. Hallelujah, boy. What he chose? That we should be holy, pure integrity, pure in character, pure in nature, pure in function. What? Let me say it plain and simple. He chose this before the foundation of the world that we should be just like him. An offspring from him that was in him, that sprung off from him. The Bible calls it sons of God. Hallelujah. What is that? Sons of God. They're not, you know, male sons. This offspring. The word son in the Bible means to spring off from. And boy, listen here, the sons of God, he got female sons and he got male sons. We all sons. We all sprung off from God. We all men come from God. We all was chosen in him before the foundation of the world. We all originated in him. That's why I say, hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Why? Because you're just like him. Boy, listen, if you'd have been hearing that and hearing that and hearing that and hearing that, what that been? That's the gospel of the kingdom. Yes, hallelujah. But that is also, boy, that's the kingdom-focused ministry. What's that, boy? That, man, that which was not just in the beginning, but that which was from the beginning. That which, man, I'm talking about came from the beginning. Who at the beginning? He say, I am the Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning. I begin the beginnings. I am the beginning. I'm the Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. Ain't no end to me. It's everlasting to everlasting. And to everlasting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And boy, we'd have been hearing that and hearing that and hearing that. What's that? That's a kingdom-focused ministry. But we have more faith in that than what we have now. We got great faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what he did for us and all the things and miracles that he did. We got great faith that all those things happened and everything else. And that's a good thing. But, boy, we don't have no great faith in that as he is, so are we. We don't have no great faith that he come to show us. He come to show us the Father, the nature, the character of the Father. He come to show us what the Father was like, who the Father is, his character, his nature, his love for mankind, for all of us. He come to show us, boy, the Father. Why he come to show us the Father, boy, so that we might know who we are? Why, because we just like him. He chose it before the foundation of the world, I told you, that we should be holy. That's just like him. That's created in his image and his likeness. That means he got the same character, the same nature. I mean, function the same way he functions. Talk the same way he talks. Live the same way he live. Act the same way he act. Walk the same way he walk. Be the same way he be. Be just like him. The Bible didn't say, man, you know, he say, be ye holy. Why? For the Lord your God is holy. All they're telling us is, be like your God. Don't try to be a good Christian, man, a good whatever, Muslim, Hindu, and everything. He said, no, be like your source and your sustainer. Be like your Father, your Abba. Be like him. Or you trying to be a good Christian or a good person? No, you say, be ye holy, for the Lord your God is holy. Be like him. If you're not careful, you're not trying to be like him. We'll be showing the world, boy, listen here, that's what problem. We'll be showing the world the Christians are the Christ. When what we're supposed to be showing the world is the Christ of the Christians. Hallelujah. We'll be preoccupied with the means. What's that? That's the Christians of the Christ at the expense of forfeiting the end. What's that? What's the end? The Christ of the Christian. He said, behold, I show you a mystery that's been hidden from ages and ages. But in this generation, it's being made known. It's being revealed. What's that mystery, Arthur? Christ in you. who Christ in you, the hope of glory. What, man, what does Christ mean, anointed king? What? He's not just talking about, boy, Jesus Christ, the anointed king, that's on the inside of us, boy, by the Holy Spirit, but he's talking about that anointed king that you are, that Christ that you are, that little king in the kingdom that you are. What's a king? That's a ruler. That's why I say you're a king and a queen. If you're in a female body, you're a queen. If you're in a male body, you're a king. Right? Because your father is a king. What is a king? That's a ruler. Don't get caught up in the name and the title. I'm talking about what is privilege. That's a ruler. What he rule? He rule over his domain, his territory, his circle of influence. And how he rule and reign over it? With his word. His word is law. And boy, our Father in heaven more tell us, man, that that's how he wanted. That's what his purpose was. That's what his original intent was. That's what his desire was and is and still is, boy, for our lives. What, Arthur? That through his offspring, through his son, through the Christ that's on the inside of them, through the anointed kings that they are, that's on the inside of them, might grow up, boy, and reign in life. What do you mean? Rule in life. Take their place, not as Christians, not as Baptists, not as Muslims, not as Hindus. If you fall up under them titles, I ain't a God. But reign in life as who you really are. Kings and queens. Rulers and authorities. That have dominion. What? That's power and control and influence and authority and ability. What? Over every circumstance, situation, and symptom, man, that might confront our lives here on this earth. Why? Just like our Father got power and control and influence over everything that confronts his circumstances in his kingdom, his territory, the kingdom of heaven, so do we have power and control and influence, boy, to instead of allowing circumstances and situations and symptoms of this world system that we live in, but allow the circumstances and situations and symptoms of the world system, Lord, that you and I come from. Listen, you and I come from him. You originated in him. Listen, your citizenship, your original citizenship is in heaven. Our Father, which art where? In heaven. And if he chose us in him, where is he? He's in heaven. So he chose us in him, boy, before the foundation of the world. That means, boy, we, man, originated before we were manifested on this earth. We were originally in him. Where is he? He's in heaven. So you got dual citizenship. You got citizenship in heaven, where you originated from, and then he brought you down to this earth. That's the purpose why he brought you down to this earth. Hallelujah. And that purpose, boy, is this, man, so that you might, man, that he might, through his Son, Jesus Christ, the Word of God, by the power of his Holy Spirit, hallelujah, that all come from the source. What's that? That's the Father God, who? The Trinity. When he said, let us, who? That's the source. Well, that's the Father. The material was that. That's the Word. That's Jesus. And the one who manifested in the earth, that's the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You say, let us make men in our image and our likeness. And watch what he said. And let them have dominion over what? The fish of the sea. Let me cut to the church. Over all the earth and everything that comes from the earth. Hallelujah. What? Let them, what? Be kings and rulers over their territory. Just like I'm a king and a ruler over my territory, let them be kings and rulers over their territory. And packing it, watch this here, with my will and my intent and my desire and my purpose for their lives. What is his original intent and desire and purpose and plan for our lives, boy, here on the earth? Why did he bring us here on the earth, boy? So that earth can be a colony of heaven. So that the same things could be going on, boy, in our territory here on the earth, just like it is in his territory. That's why he say, be ye holy, be just like me. Rule and reign over your domain, just like I rule and reign over my domain. And make your domain just like my domain. Your domain will be a colony of my domain. So the same thing that's happening in my domain, might be happening in your domain. Whether it's desire and intending and purpose and planning and for our lives, let me just cut to the chase and wrap it all up and just say what it really is. That it be in our lives here on earth. What, Arthur? That it be in our lives here on earth. That it be what? But that it be in our lives where here on earth. How? Just like it is in heaven. Yeah, Lord. That's what the main Christ, that's what the big Christ come to do. And he's doing it through the little Christ. Yeah, that's what the big king come to do. And know how he's doing it? He's doing it, boy, through the little king. That's what the big Lord came to do. You know how he's doing it? He's doing it through the little Lord. Who is the little Lord? That's us. Who is the big Lord? Who is the capital A Lord? That's Jesus. Who is the big king, the capital king, capital K-I-N-G? That's Lord, that's Jesus. Who is the little king? That's us. Small K. Who is the image and expression and likeness of the Most High God, who thought it not a robbery to be equal with God? Boy, that's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Who is the little Christ? That's the one who dared took on himself the same mind, the same intent, the same will, the same desire. Listen, not to go about man just performing religious rituals and ceremonies and all those good things and everything. That's a good thing. Ain't no evil thing. Ain't no bad thing. But, boy, we ain't careful. We be preoccupied with the good thing at the expense of forfeiting the great thing. Listen, there's more to this thing than just having church on Sundays and Bible studies on Wednesday, man. We got a purpose for being here. And that purpose, boy, is, man, through the power of the Holy Ghost, man, using the word of God that comes from the Father God, boy, to establish, man, that word in this earth. You're not careful, you'll be preoccupied with just trying to have a good church and trying to become, man, a better Christian when you are the church and you are as holy as you ever going to be and that you are as righteous as you ever going to be and that you are already saved, man, by the grace of God through faith, that you really are not the sick trying to get healed, but that we really are the healed. And boy, we be preoccupied with the mean, and the devil keeps stealing our health from us. When all the time, boy, we healed by the stripes of Jesus. Hello. Where that's at, Arthur? That was, boy, in God before the foundation of the world. That's what he chose. That's what he decided. And let me tell you something, boy. His will going to be done. You know what his will is? I say it again, that it be in our lives here on earth, as it is in heaven. You know what his will is? That our territory, man, be a colony of his territory. What that mean? That the same thing that's going on, boy, in his territory, going on in our territory. That it be in our territory just like it is in his territory. That it be on earth just like it is in heaven. Boy, that's his original intent and plan and purpose for our lives that he chose before the foundation of the world. And, boy, in Genesis chapter 1, then, boy, he began to speak. See, all that I was talking about, that was in the mind of God. That was his precepts. That was his original ideals and intent and plan and purpose for mankind's life and for this earth. That was in the mind of God, even before he spoke it. The thoughts of God. Hallelujah. The thoughts of what was in the mind of God, you know, what was in the heart of God, boy, before he even began anything. Listen, that's a word, too. It's just a silent word. A thought is a word. A thought is an idea. There's even before it's articulated, it's a thought, it's an idea. Hallelujah. And then when it's articulated, the Bible calls it a logos. Or that's the spoken thought of God. And when he speak it, what was already in his heart and mind, what he already decided, man, before the foundation of the world, when he speak it, boy, it become, man, boy, a logos, what? A spoken thought. And when that spoken thought begin to manifest itself in this earth, then it go from being just a logos, a spoken word, to a rhema. What's that? That's a living word. What's a logos? The logos is the seed of the word. What's the rhema? The rhema is the fruit that's in that seed, manifested, hallelujah, in the earth. Well, boy, that light that I'm talking about that he showed before the foundation of the world being manifested in this life. What ought to, that boy, the work that he gave us to do. I'm not talking about your job. Your job is your 9 to 5. I'm talking about your work, boy, that God gave us to do. That's the first thing that he gave us to do. He said, listen, be in my image and be in my likeness and rule and reign over the earth and make it on your territory just like it is in my territory. And then, boy, he planted a garden in Eden, and then he planted a garden, we call it the Garden of Eden, and there he placed a man in that environment, and in that environment, in that atmosphere, what? The presence of the Lord. And then he told him, word, what? Become. Hallelujah. What are the, become what? Become, man, what I said that was already in my heart before the foundation of the world. When I say it, it's going to be a seed form. Take that seed, man, and plant it into your spirit and water it and cultivate it and nourish it and act upon it, man, little by little by little, and then, boy, it's going to spring up. First, a little bitty blade, just like in the natural. If you're planting cane or corn, first thing that springs up, oh, boy, is a little bitty blade, a little bitty tender shoot, and then it keep on growing, man, until there's a corn in that thing, man. What it's doing, man, going through a divine process. And watch this here. That's what the Bible meant when it say, don't be deceived. God not mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he reap. If you sow a man to the religious thing, then that's what you're going to reap. If you sow to the kingdom of God, baby, that's what you're going to reap. Boy, would God send me on this broadcast, boy, to let you know, boy, that all of this kingdom, all of those things that I'm talking about, that he chose before the foundation of the world, all that is at hand. That's what Jesus' message was, boy. All of the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That was his first public message. That was his first, that's what he began to preach and teach, boy. Hallelujah. What? That all of the kingdom of, all them things that were chosen before the foundation of the world, what God originally planned and perfect will for your life, what he established on this earth, boy, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, in the environment and atmosphere that he put you in, boy, that all led that you lost, that you did what? That you lost in Adam. Lost what, boy? Lost the knowledge of that. Lost the understanding of that. Lost the revelation of that, man. Lost the reality of that. What you did, you lost that in Adam. All that I'm talking about, boy. Boy, but God so loved the world. Say that again, Arthur. But God so loved the world. What world are you talking about, boy? Well, he so loved that world. That arrangement, that pattern, that he chose before the foundation of the world. The boy, that was in his mind and his heart, and that he spoke, man, and that he begun on the earth in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 when he spoke it. And then he started mankind on his way and said, become men. How are they about taking the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word and begin to plant it in your life? Don't get weary, man, if you start saying it, man, and don't see no results. You know what I mean, man? It's kingdom of God is like a soul who went out to sow. And he go to bed. Well, he understand the functioning principles. He understand the law of the kingdom. He understand that, man, you don't go plant no apple tree in the day and eat the apples in the morning. You know that there's a divine process. But there's a time to plant, there's a time to cultivate, there's a time to nourish and to watch over men and to watch it grow, man, and there's a time to reap also. What happened between the time of planting and that time of reaping, boy? You exercise in faith and patience. What? And the principle. What principle? That whatsoever a man sow, that shall he reap. And that's why I told you earlier, boy, we have been sowing the kingdom of God and the gospel of the kingdom into the hearts and lives of mankind. Because that's what Jesus was doing. What's the gospel of the kingdom? That's the good news about you. That's the good news about us. What's the good news about us? What God said about us, what God chose concerning us, what God's will and desire and intent and purpose was for our lives before the foundation of the world. What that was, that message, that gospel. What, that's why I call it good news. What, boy, that good news that he said about us. What he said about us again, other that we just like him, that we holy. Oh, Lord. Listen, that ain't what I say. I'm just lining my words up with what he say. I'm just sowing into my heart, into my spirit, into those boys who have ears to hear what he say. Well, listen, I tell you, we come to eat man from the king's table. Thank God for what he said through Isaiah and Jeremiah and all the Old Testament saints, man. That's through faith and patience we might inherit the promise. What the promise? Boy, what he said. And he's not slack concerning none of his promises. You know, let me say it plain and simple. He's going to have what he say. And boy, what he say, boy, listen, boy, he put up on his earth, man, and gave us the ability to articulate what he say. That's why Jesus said things like this. Yeah, I only say what I hear my Father say. I only do what I see my Father do. He who have seen me have seen the Father. As the Father is, so am I. Then turn around and say it to you, boy, let me tell you something. And then, boy, as I am, so are you. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. He said, he who have seen me have seen the Father. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Because I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. I only say what I hear my Father say. I only do what my Father say do. I'm in him, and he in me. As my Father is, so am I. That's what Jesus was saying. And then he turned around, and the message that he preached was, as I am, so are you. The things that I do, so can you. The way you see me walk, the way you see me talk, the way you see me rule and reign over circumstances and situations that confront my life, so can you. And watch this here. This is the greatest of all. And as you see me, man, not only reign in life, but reign over, boy, your greatest enemy. What's that? Reign over death. Hallelujah. What are the boy living? I'm not going to even reign over your problems upon this earth, your sickness and your disease or your sins and everything else, but I'm going to reign over your greatest enemy. What's that? Death. Destroy this temple, boy, in 3 days I raise it. We just come through this day where we're still in the season right now, boy. Hallelujah. I feel the shifting. We're still in the season right now, man. What we're celebrating, boy, let me tell you something, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And, boy, in celebrating that resurrection of Jesus Christ, boy, let me tell you something that you might not understand, boy. When he was risen from the dead, that means the boy, he destroyed the penalty for sin. What was the penalty for sin? Death. But the gift of God is eternal life. He who knew no sin, God made to be sin, boy. And boy, I'm talking about he took upon him the sins of the whole human race. He took upon him, boy, the penalty for our sins. He didn't have no sin in him. Death didn't have no authority over him. I remember one time, boy, when he first began his ministry, boy, he told them people, he said, listen, today is this scripture fulfilled in your ear. What scripture would he read? He said, boy, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He wasn't, man, saying it as, man, a prophecy, man, that was in the future, that was yet to come. He was saying, I am he. And boy, when he said those things like that, I'm the one that he was talking about, boy. This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ear. Bible said he wanted to throw him off a cliff. And boy, when they got to the clear Bible, they boy, he walked right through the midst of them. Word missed me right in the middle of them. What you mean you're going to take my life from me? And no man take my life from me. I lay my life down, boy, and I take it back up again. But I got power over death. Death don't have no authority over me. Ain't no sin in me. Only reason why death got power over you because there's sin in you. You were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Boy, that's why I come, boy, and died up on the cross for what? To take, boy, the power out of death. They had power over you. Hallelujah. For what purpose are the boy? That boy, you can be restored back to man what God originally planned and intended and desired for your life. So that you can come on back into the kingdom of God, boy, that he established upon the earth in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. So that you can come on back into the world, man, what the arrangement, the pattern of operation, the system, man, of influence that God set up upon the earth. What was that, boy? He set us up and put us up in the Garden of Eden, in a carbon copy of heaven. And from that atmosphere, from that environment, boy, he told us to be fruitful. What was that, boy? Fruitful. Don't be deceitful. Don't get a whole bunch of seeds and a whole bunch of information, a whole bunch of knowledge and a whole bunch of word. But take that information, man, and sow it into your life, plant it into your life. How? By speaking it, hallelujah. And what, boy, by, that's why Jesus said, I only say what I hear my Father say. And by meditating in it day and night, hallelujah. What happened then, boy? You repent. What? You changing your whole way you think. And you begin to think like that, boy. How you thought before the foundation of the world. You think like that. Your mind will be renewed today. You'll think, man, you'll take on the thoughts of God. You'll think like God, what? How God thought, boy, that, hey, I'm going to make them just like me, and they're going to be holy and without blame. You know what that means when you say holy and without blame? You say, yeah, they're going to fall. And, yes, I know the enemy going to come in and disrupt everything, yeah, but that ain't going to alter the word that go forth out of my mouth. I'm the king. I don't care what the devil did and come and deceived them and made them do this and do that and everything. That ain't going to stop what I said the King of Kings. Hey, nothing can alter the word that had gone forth out of his mouth. When he said it, baby, that's a done deal. The word of the king is law. And boy, when he said, let's make man in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and gave us work to do what? Be fruitful and multiply and subdue and replenish the earth, make the whole earth, man, just like it is in heaven, man, that's a done deal. Hallelujah. Why? Boy, the king spoke. That's what he said. That's why Jesus, boy, when he was 12 years old, he said, don't you know I must be about my Father's business? I got to get back into the earth, boy, what thus was not that that just was in the beginning, but that just was from the beginning. Not just what God said to the people, man, through the prophets. When God was speaking to us through the prophets, man, he was speaking to a people who were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. He was speaking to a people, man, who were dead, spiritually separated from God. Separated from what, boy? The presence of the Lord. What that? They got put out of the Garden of Eden. Separated, man, from the governor of the kingdom of God, the Garden of Eden, that's the Holy Spirit. Separated, man, from what? Separated from, man, your kingship, your sovereignty, your dominion, your royal power. Separated, man, from your true identity. Where you begin to live and die like mere men and mere women, when all the time I tell you on this radio broadcast all the time, you ain't just a mere man and a mere woman. You a mighty man and a mighty woman of the Most High God. Baby, you a king and a queen. You a ruler. You holy. You created in his image and likeness. What I got to do now, other man, listen, you got to become that. What's that? That's your work. Your job is your 9-to-5. What's your work is? That's what you were created to do. That's what you was created to be. That's your word. That word work there in the bottom means become that. Now the word God spoke that to Adam and Eve, and then he told them, become that. Word. Be fruitful and multiply. And become that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And boy, that's what he spoke. And when Adam and Eve, man, messed up, man, and everything else, man, that don't mean, man, it's all over. Listen, boy, let me tell you something. Sometimes, boy, his plan, God's plans sometimes changes. But his purpose, I'm going to say that slow so you get that. Hey, sometimes his plans change, but his purpose never changes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. His purpose never changes. Never. Now, he might change his plans, man, to accomplish his purpose, but his purpose ain't going to never change. Hallelujah. What is purpose world for creating another boy? Because he want to extend his governing influence of help to another territory, a seen territory. So he created the heaven and the earth. What he want to do? He want to extend heaven to earth. He want to extend what's going on in heaven to earth. Why he want to do that, man? Because he got a family son that he got on the inside of him. And he want them to be just like him. And just like he got a territory, just like he got a kingdom, the unseen realm, the heaven, that's his territory, that's his kingdom. Then he created you, boy, and put you in another domain, you know, another territory, so that you could be, boy, a king just like him. So that when you speak, things happen just like when he speak, things happen. That's why Jesus said, hey, I don't say, man, woe is me. I don't say, man, I don't feel too good. I don't say, man, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't say, man, you know, hey, let no, I say what my father say about me. That's all I say. Hallelujah. That's what I come on every podcast every week, boy, to tell you, man, what your father said about you. What your father said about you, that you are holy and without blame, covered in his love. And what's your responsibility? Become that. How ought to line up on line, precept upon precept, little by little by little. How ought to, by operating a law in the kingdom, called a law of sowing and reaping, taking that incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word and planting it into your heart and allowing it to grow up on the inside of it, boy, watching over it and everything else, boy, becoming it. What, boy? And watch this here. What do you mean become it, boy? Herein is the Father glorified that we bear much fruit. To take that word that say by the stripes of Jesus we heal and plant it into our hearts and speak it into our lives and meditate in it day and night and water it and cultivate it, boy, knowing one thing, that in due season, hey, you're going to reap if you faint not, if you don't cave in, if you don't give up, if you don't quit. Why? Because you're operating a law in the kingdom. What? Call a law of sowing and reaping. Hallelujah. What you talking about? I'm talking about kingdom life. I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about rituals and ceremonies and trying to do this your own way. I'm talking about God's way of doing. That's what the kingdom of God is, what God is doing. His governing influence, his rule, his intent, his desire. That. Not our intent, not our desire. You know, all that came from man declaring independence. That's another lesson, man. But anyway, boy, let me tell you something, boys. When God created that and decided all of that, and then, man, something happened. What happened, boy? Got separated from that. How you got separated from that, boy? Hey, God planted, set up that on the earth, set up his arrangement in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, and started mankind off on his way. What did the Bible say? The Bible say in Genesis chapter 2, it say, and God formed man's body from the dust of the ground, and breathed into man's body the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Who is man? That's that offspring. That's that you that's created in God before the foundation of the world. That's that little spirit man. That's that little king on the inside of you. That's that little Lord that you are, hallelujah. That's that little ruler that you are, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus, in him. All that's that author, that's in him. That's why, boy, you got to. That's why you got to come through the door. Thank God for the gospel of Jesus Christ, baby. That's the door. But you got to come through the door, not come to the door. Come through the door, boy, into all your inheritance. What's your inheritance, boy? Come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance, boy. All of the kingdom of heaven. Watch this. That was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. When? Before the foundation of the world. That was what? Prepared for you. When? Before the foundation of the world. What? All of the kingdom of hell. What? Your inheritance. That belonged to us. Boy, you that need to get. What? That ain't something we're trying to get. That's ours. That ain't something that's ours in the sweet by and by. That's something that's ours now. Jesus' message and Jesus' gospel was that you're thinking in the sweet by and by when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that's going to be. Yes, that's also true, too, boy. That's a future thing of that. But I'm talking about in the right here and now. You say this thing that you're talking about, boy, in the right here and now, that's at hand. That in the sweet by and by when we all get to heaven, that's at hand. That Garden of Eden that you were, that God placed you in, that environment and that atmosphere that God placed you in to be fruitful and multiply from, well, you can't put no seed on any kind of ground. You got to put the seed in the right environment, in the right soil. You have to come back, boy, to your right place in Christ Jesus. You got to return back unto him. You got to come back to that which was from the beginning. You got to come back to the knowledge of who you really are, what you really have, what you really can do, where you really come from, and most important, boy, who you, what your purpose is, why you really here. And, boy, as we grow in that, why we ain't been growing that, boy, because we've been preoccupied with the means. We've been preaching the gospel of Jesus. and not preaching the gospel that Jesus preached. I told you this before, boy, you can preach the gospel of Jesus, and that's a good thing. That's the door. That's the way. That's the truth about what I'm talking about, boy. That's the life about what I'm talking about, boy. That's the reality about, boy, what I'm talking about. Hey, that's the door of what? Into something. Into what? Into the reality, man, up there. Reality of what? That, boy, as he is, who? Jesus. So are we. And as Jesus is, so is the Father. And as we are, so is as he, if the Father is, so are we. Created in his image and his likeness. With all power. Watch this here. Even over death. So he planted mankind in that garden, man. And then he gave mankind, man, some instructions, some commandments. See, all you know about is the commandment that he gave Moses to the people of Israel. Or people who were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. You know about that commandment. And listen, Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with that. Man, I come to fulfill that. I come to establish that, man. Take it off the hard stone that it was written on and put it on, man, you know, a heart of flesh. I come to write them laws into your heart to where, man, you become it. I come to not do away with it, but to establish it. And if you, man, do it my way and go do it and understand, man, what I'm doing, then, man, them laws be fulfilled in your heart. You won't have no other God before me. You won't, man, you won't be disobedient to your parents. You won't lie. You won't steal. You won't commit no adultery. You won't covet. All them things that he said, thou shalt not do, he's saying this, and you most definitely ain't going to do all these things. If you come through the door. You have to come through the door now. You say, I'm the door. Door to what? To your inheritance. What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of hell. What? That was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. Come get your inheritance. Jesus said, is at hand. At hand means that's how close it is. At hand means if you stretch out your arms, man, and from your body, man, to the end of your fingers, man, that reach right there. What, 2 or 3 feet at the most, man, that's how close it is to you. Right now it's among you. All the things I'm talking about, it's among you. That what among you means, it's available to you, and that's how close it is to you. And it's available to you right now. It's among us right now. It's at hand. Then he said, well, boy, let me tell you something. That's something even greater than that. What? It's not only man can be that close to you, within hand's reach of you, it can be on the inside of you. Hallelujah. It can be closer than that hand's reach. It can be closer than among you. That God, man, that's always never going to leave us and never going to forsake us, who couldn't live on the inside of us no more because of sin. He ain't never left us. He ain't never forsook us. But he was always among us. And that's a good thing, but that ain't, Lord, listen, that's not his original intent and desire. His original intent and desire that we were in him and that he in us. He don't just want to be among us. He want to, boy, take back our residence, man, on the inside of us. Like it was, man, when he put man in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. Unbroken fellowship. They were one, walking and talking, man, and receiving instructions and the word from the Lord, boy. Hallelujah. Becoming what God has said, who decided what he wanted before the foundation of the world. And watch this here. Say, fix this in your heart. I'm God. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 10, or 46, verse 10. And there's none like me. I declare the end from the beginning. And boy, let me tell you something. Boy, my counsel going to stand. In other words, boy, you say, boy, I'm going to have what I said. Let me say it simple. He said, listen, I'm going to show you the end first. And then I'm going to back up and start. I'm going to show you the destination for your life first, boy, that you hold in without blame, that you covered in my love, that you saved even in your lostness, boy, you saved by my grace through my faith. And none of that's yours. All that's a gift of God. That you really are mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. What are you saying, man? I'm saying that all of the kingdom of heaven is available to us. And it's not only at hand, boy. It can be on the inside of you. It's not with observation, not a major drink or nothing like that. But it's righteousness. It's peace. And it's joy in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It's walking in the reality of that. It's becoming there. It's manifesting there. Not just preaching and teaching there. Listen, Jesus Christ wasn't just preaching and teaching, man, that he's a healer. He was healing. And watch it, boy. He wants the same thing. What you say, boy? The work that I do, you can do too. Listen, he sent them disciples out, and he gave them specific instruction in Matthew chapter 10. He said, go, man. Go to the lost sheep of Israel, man, and preach this message. What? The kingdom of God. And when you preach the kingdom of God, man, cast out devils and heal the sick. And tell, well, man, go preach the gospel of the kingdom. But don't go preach my miracles and what all I did. Go preach, man, the gospel of the kingdom. And do the miracles that you saw me do. Don't go preach my miracles. Go do my miracles. Go manifest that what I preach in the word in the area. Just like I'm manifesting what the Father preached in the area. Hey, how you can do that, man? You got to preach the gospel of the kingdom. And watch this here. And signs and wonders are going to follow that word. We'll be able to cast out devils, heal the sick. But you mean not just the physical sick, man. That's great, too. That's in it. But those who are spiritually sick. We'll be able to raise the dead. Who are there? Those who are dead and trespassing in sin. That don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of their sin. That don't know, man, what the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is really all about. Celebrating, man, his resurrection, man, when all the time, man, his resurrection was a means to something that was even greater than his resurrection. And what? That through his resurrection, you and I, who was dead in trespasses and sin, has been raised up and made to sit together with him in heavenly places. What do you mean by that? That he's raised us up from the dead too. That we can begin to celebrate our resurrection. Resurrection from the law of sin and death. That caused men sin and death to come upon us. What do you mean, boy? I'm talking about men sin that separated us from God. What's death? Separation from God. Adam got put out of the Garden of Eden. Adam got put out of the presence of the Lord. Adam got put out of the environment of God. Adam lost the Holy Spirit. Adam lost the dominion that God gave him in the garden and everything else. Adam lost his identity and everything else. Instead of finding himself in the environment of heaven, he found himself, man, out in the wilderness, the environment of darkness. And gross darkness began to take up on his life. What you mean? Man began to live less and less and less. And man, because he was separated from God, began to die physically. Why? Because through that sin that Adam committed in the garden, death came upon all mankind. Hallelujah. But the good news is, the gospel is, through this season that we are celebrating post right now, this Easter season, that you might know, boy, the purpose for that. That you might know, man, the goal of the resurrection that God intended. What? See, what happened on Good Friday, man? That all the sins of the human race was placed upon Jesus. Like I told you, he didn't know no sin. They wanted to crucify him. They didn't want to kill him. But he didn't say, no man take my life from me. I lay it down. Sin don't have no authority over me. He told Lazarus, hey, Lazarus, come forward, boy. Lazarus came forward. Then people say, I know he's going to live. When we in the resurrection, Jesus say, I am the resurrection. He said, I got power over death. Sin don't have no authority over me. Ain't no sin in me. Sin is what gave power to death. What sin, man? Rebel against God. Disobey God's command. What God told Adam in the garden? You can eat off all the trees in the garden you want to. That's the perfect law of liberty. That's another law in the kingdom. I'm talking about the laws of the kingdom. But you can eat off any tree in the garden, but don't eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because if you eat off that tree, you're going to surely die. Boy, that's a law of sin and death. What was the commandment? Don't eat off that tree. Because if you eat off that tree, boy, they're going to result in, man, you born being put out of the Garden of Eden, put out of the environment of heaven, over into the wilderness, where there's sin and death. Boy, that's disobedience, that's rebellion, and that's separation from God. Well, let me say it plain and simple. You're going to find yourself out of the Garden of Eden, and you're going to find yourself in this world on this earth that we live in here today. Listen, it ain't all just evil. It got some good in this old world system, too. Got a lot of good in it. Just enough good to cover up the evil. Just like a fisherman man do a fish. He put, man, good bait over an evil hook. This world that we live in now, man, this is the wilderness that Adam found himself in. It ain't all right as it is in heaven, but that God's originally intended design, he's going to have that place. I don't care what the devil did and what Adam and Eve did. He, like I say, his plans are changed, but his purpose ain't going to never change. He told that old boy, say, don't eat off that tree. That's a commandment. That's a law of sin and death. He said, because if you eat off that tree, then you're going to surely separate yourself from me. You're going to surely separate yourself from the Holy Spirit. You're going to surely separate yourself from the presence of the Most High God. You're going to surely separate yourself from who you really are. You're going to truly separate yourself from your authority, your power, your control, your influence, your dominion that I gave. You're going to truly separate yourself from all of the kingdom of heaven. You know what happened. Adam ate off the tree, and instead of it being on earth as it is in heaven, it's on earth like it is here today. Good and evil. If he never would have ate out that tree, boy, we wouldn't be living on this earth here like it is on this earth today. We'll be living, man, in heaven on earth. Because that's what God originally intended and desired was and perfect was. And I'm going to tell you that when it's all said and done, that's what it's going to be. What you're saying, we becoming who we already are. And when you get in on what God is doing, boy, you cease from all your works and you are entering into a rest. Hallelujah. Boy, boy. You'll start, man, instead of trying to, man, get saved, you'll start being saved. Instead of trying to get healed, we'll start being healed. Instead of trying to quit sinning so that we can be saved, we'll quit sinning because we are saved. Instead of, man, us trying to appease deity, man, by trying to reach his status and quit doing this and by the observance of the law, man, we'll keep his commandment, man, because we are saved. Not trying to keep his commandments to get saved. Keep his commandment because we are saved. Hallelujah. Boy, we'll start loving God and loving one another, man, not because, but because he first loved us. And that love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And we begin to live kingdom life. Hallelujah. We begin to live, man, the way God originally intended for us to live. We begin to renew our minds and our hearts and our thoughts and our ideologies and our ideas, our religion and our theology, man, to that. Well, the gospel of the kingdom. The good news, man, about, boy, what God said about you. To come past the servant table, like I said, boy, and eat from the king's table. What you mean, boy? To hear, man, to see what God said about you. Not just in the beginning, and what he said about you, man, you know, after the beginning and after the fall. But what he said about you, man, before that ever was. What is originally intent and desire? What is originally plan and purpose? What is originally thoughts and ideas were towards your life? Because that's what's going to be. And that's what's happening in reality. But God is having what he sees. We becoming who we already are. When it's all said and done, man, listen, there ain't going to be no more devils. There ain't going to be no more demons. They're going to be on earth like it is in heaven. You ain't going to spend eternity in heaven where God is. You're trying your best to make it in when you ain't got to worry about making it in, boy. Let me tell you something. Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead and has power over death to your greatest enemy, then that same spirit that raised him from the dead is going to raise us up from the dead. And we're going to all go to heaven, but we ain't going to live there forever. We're going to come back to a new heaven and a new earth. And a new Jerusalem and the holy city, man, that we shall reign on the earth. And it's going to be on earth just like it is in heaven. We're going to live in heaven, but it ain't going to be in his heaven, not his territory. We're going to live in the heaven on the territory that he gave us, the earth. And he gave us an assignment, what? Make it in your territory just like it is in my territory. And watch this here. He didn't say in and of yourself. He said, I give you the authority. I give you the dominion. I give you. He said, God blessed them. And that means, boy, God empowered us to do everything that he said we can do. In other words, boy, he ain't going to tell us to do something, man, and not give us the ability to do it. Wherever that author is trapped on the inside of us. What we got to do, we got to tap into that, man, and stir up those gifts that's on the inside of us, man. And we got to learn of him, man. And we got to seek first the kingdom of God, man. And we got to go after that, man. That ain't going to just happen to us like ripe cherries falling out the tree. No, it's like those who seek first the kingdom and seek and go after that. You say it's like a treasure that's hidden in the field. And when you find that treasure, you set everything that you got, boy, and you go by that field. Why? Because everything that you're looking for and that you're searching for, boy, is in that field. You will have it all. And, boy, when you go out there with your whole heart, you say it this way, in another place, you ain't got to take no thought what you're going to eat, how you're going to make it, and how you eat it and everything else. And everything else. Your father know that you have need of all those things. But if you go out to that kingdom, if you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness and what he's doing and everything else, all these things, What you going to eat? What you going to drink? How you going to make it? Everything that you have need of that pertains to life and godliness, all those things going to be added unto you day by day by day, your daily bread. And you, man, be changing. Changing into the image, man, of the Most High God as you look into the perfect law of liberty. I mean, like looking into a mirror. You see an image of yourself. As you look into the word of God, what God said about you before the foundation of the world, you'll see an image of yourself. You'll see yourself. Hallelujah. When, boy, when you begin to understand the gospel of the kingdom, man, then you'll see yourself. I told you, it's like looking into the perfect law of liberty. And as looking into that liberty, boy, you'll see an image of yourself and you'll become that image. You'll see yourself holy and without blame. You'll see yourself, man, not just healed, but living in divine health. You'll see yourself, man, as reigning in light through righteousness, through Christ Jesus. You'll see yourself, man, as the head and not the tail. You'll see yourself as blessed in the city and blessed in the field. You'll see yourself that in all the crisis that you might face on this earth and in this life right now, and all of the, everything that might, man, be opposed to that, man, that you see yourself as not the victim, but the victor. That you see yourself as an overcomer, what's that for? One who overcomes everything that comes for you to go over. You see yourself as a ruler. You start seeing yourself, boy, as a king, as a queen. You start seeing yourself as that mighty man and mighty woman that you are. And as you start seeing yourself that way, then you start becoming that way. How are the, as you continue to see yourself that way, as you continue, man, to seek in the kingdom of God, as you continue, man, to learn of the kingdom of God and to read the Bible and the light and everything else in the light of the kingdom of God, to read the word of God and everything that God is doing, man, in the light of the kingdom. That's what the whole word of God is about. It's about a king and his kingdom and his kids and his governing influence, man, in that kingdom through his kids by the power of the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of his kids. Boy, when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, man, that Holy Spirit that we lost in Adam, that power that we lost in Adam, that greatest blessing of all that we lost in Adam, boy, that's been restored back to us. What are the what? A holy temple. What are the a holy temple? Glory to God. For what purpose are the so that Holy Spirit that we lost could be, boy, restored back to us? What are the so that Holy Spirit that we lost in Adam might be restored back to us? For what purpose are the so that we can get back on course toward the destiny that God has for our lives? Listen, we're going to continue to talk about this, you know, and my time is up, about up. And I want you to stay tuned to these radio broadcasts. And boy, God has a great thing that he in store for us. Listen, the people who sat in darkness saw a great light, what? Illumination. What's that? That's information. Not just inspiration and message, but message, man, that is enlightened. That shine in the darkness, thing that you didn't know, you know. Thing that was like what? The goal of the resurrection, the purpose of the resurrection. Thing that you might not know. I mean, how to reign in life. As you continue, boy, as we continue to eat from the king's table, we're going to continue to grow and become, boy, who we really are. Those mighty men and mighty women are the Most High God that God created us to be. Watch this here. Before the foundations of the world. Listen, I decree and declare over your life that everything that God said concerning your life, that it is so, and it is so now. You know, I decree and declare that all of God's blessing, that everything that he spoke over your life, it is what it is, what thus said the king. I decree and declare that you really are mighty men and women of the Most High God. I decree and declare that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I decree and declare that as he is, so are we. I decree and declare that every sickness and every disease and every germ and every virus that attaches itself to our